highs approaching 36 tomorrow, slight chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 14 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 24 Thursday, with a few flurries possible at times. 35, a blend of clouds and sun Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back inside HDRS High School, getting set for the second half of our basketball doubleheader. Up next, the boys' varsity game, HDRS and the Pawnee City Indians. Good evening once again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Very pleased to have joining me here in the broadcast booth tonight, Lillian Bowen. Lillian, good evening.
Good evening, Randy.
Lillian, a junior at HDRS High School. She's been helping me out for a few ball games, if you haven't heard her before. You know, Lillian, this works out real well. The other night when you helped me at Sterling, you went out and scored 23 points before going on the air with me. Tonight, you went out and got 21. So I think this is working out real well, having you play first and then coming to me on the radio, don't you?
Yeah.
Great win tonight. If you weren't if you weren't listening, the HDRS girls with a big win over Pawnee City tonight, 69-21 was the final of that one. The game coming up next, Lillian, I think should be a much closer contest. This should be pretty competitive game.
Yes, it should.
As we look at it, let's take a look at the starting lineups here first of all, and I'll let you handle that first for the HDRS Titans.
First for the home team, the HDRS Titan boys, head coach by Jamie Stice. The Titan boys are 8-3 right now for the season. Starting for the Titans, we have senior 6-foot Brogan Dunlap, averaging 12.5 points per contest, 6.2 rebounds. Next, we have Brennan Vaughn, senior 6-foot, averaging 5.3 rebounds per game. Then we have sophomore Kamian Detman, 5'8", averaging 3 points per game and 2.5 rebounds. Then we have junior Emmett Glaudar, 6'2", averaging 12 points per game. Last for the Titans, we have senior 6-foot Hunter Bowling, averaging 7.5 points per game. Then for the Pawnee City Indians, head coach by Hadley Sikora. First for the Indians, we have senior Drew Meninga, 6'2", averaging 7.3 points per game. Then we have junior Tyler Tegmeyer, 5'11", averaging 3.7 rebounds per game. Then we have senior Anthony Kling, 5'10", averaging 21.3 points per game, also averaging 6.9 rebounds per game. Then we have junior Trey Kling, averaging 5.7 points per game. And last for the Indians, we have senior Jet Farwell, 5'10", averaging 13.6 points per game. Tonight over on KPNC, the Sacred Heart Irish are hosting the Auburn Bulldogs. John Nixon has the call, and he's on air right now from the rack in Fall City.
And we had a halftime report on that. At the half, the Sacred Heart girls were leading Auburn 20-15. We haven't got any more scoring updates. Our girls game got a running clock going here, as you know, and so we finished up quite a bit faster than they did down in Fall City. We will have scoring updates, though, from that Sacred Heart Auburn games that are being played at the rack in Fall City. Well, we're getting ready for the introduction of starting lineups here over the public address system. I think we're going to have probably the playing of our national anthem before the boys' game. They didn't play it ahead of that girls' contest. So we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout here, a two-minute break, and then we'll be back with the opening tip-off for the girls, the boys' varsity game after this two-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
January is National Blood Donor Month, and Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to give the gift of life. Blood donations are critical for patients in need, and your contribution can make a significant difference. Contact Carla Pettijohn at 402-274-6127 to learn how and where to donate. Working together, we can save lives. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Lillian Bowen back with you here at HTRS High School on a cold January night in Humboldt. The good news is, though, that the needle's moving in the right direction. When I got here, Lillian, it was 9 degrees. Checked a little bit ago, we're up to 15.
So oh, hooray!
It's a heat wave. I was mentioning to our Pawnee City listeners during the girls' game, these are about the same temperatures we had 2 years ago when Pawnee City played football out at Arthur County. It was 14 degrees when we kicked off, 4 degrees when we got done, and at Arthur County, they don't have a press box. You'd have loved it, Lily, and I had a folding table and two chairs on top of a dirt bank with a 20-mile-an-hour north wind, 14 degrees, and heavy snow.
Yeah, that is terrible.
So, the point I'm making is this is a real good night for indoor sports. We'll just stay inside here, I think. All right, this should be a fun matchup. HTRS with a record of 8-3 on the year, as Lillian told you during the starting lineup. Pawnee City is 7-4, so looking at the records, pretty evenly balanced, and I look for a very competitive contest here as we get set to get underway. Into the center circle for Pawnee City will be Anthony Kling. Kling will jump it up against Brogan Dunlap for HTRS. Clock is not set yet. They've got to put some. There they go. Now we got 8 minutes on the clock. Live high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 from Humboldt, Nebraska. The official steps in, and we're underway. Here's the tip. It's going to be controlled by Pawnee City. Quickly into forecourt is Jet Farwell. Farwell's got a bad wheel there. He injured an ankle a week ago, but he played in Mudecas. Inside, Anthony Kling. Turnaround shot up and off, no good. Rebound pulled down for the HTRS Titans by Emmett Glaudar. Into forecourt. This is Kamian Detman at the top of the key. Detman backs it back out between the rings. Goes over to the right side with it to Brennan Vaughn. Vaughn, bounce pass inside the paint in traffic to Bowling. Bowling had it tipped away and stolen. Anthony Kling going to push the ball down court. Wants to take it all the way for a driving lay-in. Up and good. And Anthony Kling will do that for you. You give him a lane, he'll take it and go in. He averages 21 points a ball game. Here comes HTRS, Dunlap with the basketball, up top to Detman. Around to the left side, Brennan Vaughn. Bounce pass underneath. There's Glaudar driving lay-in up off the glass and good. Emmett Glaudar with the lay-in. He averages 12 points per ball game, and he's got his first two. We're tied to two apiece. We're 1 minute into the ball game. In the corner, right side for the Indians, Tegmeyer. Tyler Tegmeyer, and I want to stress Tyler Tegmeyer. I was given bad information a couple of weeks ago. We called him Trent all night. And that's because Trent is what is said on our sheet. But it's Tyler Tegmeyer in the ballgame. Here's a jump shot from the left side that's up and off. No good by Tyler Tegmeyer. And the rebound to HTRS. They started up the court with it, turned it over, and now Anthony Kling comes back the other way across the timeline. Kling clears it up to Jet Farwell. Farwell to the near side. Finds Meniga with it. Drew Meniga. Law pass underneath Anthony Kling. Oh, the alley-oop didn't work, and the rebound to Hunter Bowling. Bowling will bring it the other direction for HTRS. All the way in goes Hunter Bowling for a driving layup. Can't get it. Rebound. Ball is fought for. It got away out of bounds, and it's going to go off of Brennan Vaughn. He touched it last. Pawnee City will get the basketball. Just underway here at HTRS. 6:09 to go first quarter. I'm Randy Gatula along with Lillian Bowen. Glad to have you with us tonight here on Sunny 101.3. On the right elbow, the pass comes to the near side. Tegmeyer back to the top of the key. Trey Kling. Trey Kling finds Jet Farwell with the pass. Left wing. Tegmeyer again handles the ball. Between the rings, top of the circle, this is Trey Kling with the ball. He's easy to find out there. Trey shaved his head since Mudeikis, and that's a different look. There's a shot on the baseline right side. Tyler Tegmeyer up and good. Tyler's first 2 points, and it's 4-2. Bonnie City on top. HTRS into forecourt. They lob it into the corner, right side Dunlap. He tried to keep the dribble alive. The ball got away. It'll be a turnover. Ball goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to Pawnee City.
We'll take a 30-second.
Oh, no.
Oh, 5:29 on the clock. Titans 2, Indians 4.
All right, into forecourt. Pawnee City on the right side. They set the offense. Drew Menega holds it for a minute. Back to Trey Kling. Underneath Anthony Kling. Oh, Anthony Kling with a great feed. Did a great job getting the ball to Tyler Tegmeyer. Tyler had time to autograph it and score on that pass before he put it in. HTRS down court quickly now. Shot from the corner, right side, up, off, no good. Rebound, Anthony Kling. Here he comes, fast break ahead. Jeff Farwell, reverse lay-in, up and good. Kling with the assist, and Farwell with the lay-in. And quickly, Pawnee City has jumped out to an 8-2 lead here. HTRS needs a basket this trip. Jump shot up and good. Nice job there on the little fall-away jumper by Hunter Bowling. Bowling got it down, back to the corner. Top of the circle, Farwell. Farwell to the near side. Menega. Now there's Tegmeyer, feeds it to Kling. Trey Kling travels with it. It'll be a turnover, and the Titans get the ball back. HTRS down by 4 now, 8-4. 4:32 to play here in the first quarter. We're at Humboldt tonight. As we said, a cold January night to be out for basketball. If you didn't want to get out tonight, you're home listening close to the fire, I don't blame you. We're glad to have you with us here on Sunny. HTRS with the basketball in the paint. No place to go for Vaughn. Vaughn feeds it back to the right side. Jump shot is up, off, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Saved from going out of bounds by the Indians. They'll bring it up court in a hurry. Tyler Tegmeyer, right elbow. Tyler to the top of the circle into Trey Kling. Four-foot jump shot up off from the inside the paint. Couldn't get it. Now Jet Farwell. Oh, nice feed across him. Missing the bunny underneath. They couldn't finish there for Tegmeyer. Follow shot, Kling. Tegmeyer with another follow shot. Puts it up and got it that time. Tyler Tegmeyer has 6 points. He missed a couple of easy ones, but got him back. 6-point lead for Pawnee City. Here come the Titans into forecourt. Hunter Bowling to the left wing. Bowling brings it up to the left side. Kamian Detman driving lay-in up and good. Nice move to the basket by Brennan Vaughn. Vaughn's first 2 points, and it's back to a 4-point contest. 10-6 is our score. Into forecourt. Jet Farwell on the dribble. Right side goes to Tegmeyer with it. Up to Menega, around the horn, outside baseline. Jet Farwell underneath. Farwell, fall away jump shot, short off the rim. Rebound, Brennan Vaughn. Vaughn gets the outlet pass to Dunlap. He'll push it up the court. Rogan Dunlap sets the offense to the right elbow, goes to Vaughn with it. They go underneath the Bowling. Bowling, fall away shot up and good. Nice move to the bucket. Hunter Bowling, he's got 4 points now in the ballgame, and it's 10-8, a 2-point ballgame. 2:50 to go here in the first quarter. Pawnee City up by two. Tegmeyer, top of the key. Trey Kling. Trey Kling hands to Jet Farwell, right side. Lob pass underneath Tegmeyer again. He's made a couple in there. Couldn't get it that time. Farwell feeds Tegmeyer. Oh, he's got an open look and doesn't want to take it. Farwell from the free throw line. Shot is up and good. That shot put in by Jet Farwell. He's got four, and it's 12-8. The lead is four once again. On the right side, Hunter Bowling feeds it Dunlap in the corner. Dunlap in the paint, top of the circle. They give it over to Goddard on the left wing. Goddard tried to get inside the paint, couldn't get there. Trey Kling there on Goddard. Now on the right elbow is Vaughn. Bounce pass. Oh, he was looking for Emmett Goddard, but the ball went out of bounds on the baseline.
2:03 left in the first quarter. The Titans are down 8-12. Coming into the game is number 5, Darius Bowling. He's a sophomore.
All right, onto the floor. Darius is in there. Here comes Pawnee City. Farwell to the right side. This is Trey Kling on the right elbow. Anthony Kling, top of the key. Anthony at the top of the circle. Now hands to Farwell at the paint. Underneath, Trey Kling. Shot up off the glass and good. Trey Kling got his first 2 points of the ball game. The lead is back to 6. HTRS kind of playing from behind here in this first quarter. Hunter Bowling had the ball stolen away with the steal. Anthony Kling, he's hard to stop. Driving layup. Couldn't get it. Rebound HTRS the other direction. Emma Glonar is going to take it in. Tried to go into the lane with it. Was he going with the shot is the question. We've got a whistle and a foul going to be called on Pawnee City.
That foul was on Drew Meninga. That is his first personal foul and Pawnee City's first team foul.
All right, we've got a sub into the ball game.
Coming in the game for the Titans is junior John Cook.
1:23 to go now in the first quarter. Still a six-point lead. In the corner, Dunlap with the ball. He'll launch a long three that's over the top and doesn't go. Anthony Kling is there waiting for the rebound. Long down court pass is going to get away from Farwell. As we mentioned, Jet Farwell's got a bad wheel. He hurt an ankle, and he played in the Mudeikis tournament. He was noticeably hobbled up there when he was playing in Beatrice. Looking a little better tonight. They must have done a lot of therapy on that thing. Here come the Titans into forecourt now, setting up their offense. Darius Bowling, there's a pass underneath, got away. Now Farwell's pass goes down to Anthony Kling, and Anthony couldn't get to it. 1 minute to go here now in the quarter. 14-8 our score, 1 minute to play. And it'll be HTRS's basketball. Darius Bowling on the dribble. Darius over to the right side. Goes to Vaughn with it. Vaughn in the paint. Moves in. Fall away jumper. Doesn't get it. Well, we're going to have a whistle and a foul called. Looks like Brendan Vaughn's going to be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots here.
That foul was on number 24, Trey Kling. That is his first personal foul and Pawnee City's second team foul.
Brendan Vaughn at the line to shoot two. The first one is up short off the front of the rim. He'll get another attempt here. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. That pretty voice you hear next to me is Lillian Bowen helping out here tonight. Second shot is up and good for Brennan Vaughn. Our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast is Chance Link back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. That's our cast of characters for tonight's presentation. Pawnee City with the basketball. They're up by 5, 14-9, 30 seconds to play here in the period. Anthony Kling in the paint. Jump shot up and good. Anthony Kling now has 4. And the official blows a whistle and stops things here for a minute. Apparently wants a towel. Anthony Kling with 4. He averages 21 points per ball game for the Pawnee City Indians. Right now we stand at 16-9, a 7-point lead here for Pawnee City. The final in the girls' game earlier tonight, once again at 69-21, I believe it was. Lillian, what did you do with that score sheet? I thought I handed it over there. Yeah, it's around somewhere. We'll find it. It's around somewhere. Here we go. 20 seconds to go. 16-9. Top of the key. Dunlap works to the left side of the lane. Ball away shot. Nice move to the basket. Brogan Dunlap with his first 2 points. Got that one to fall off the basket. Put it off the glass. 7 seconds to go. The other end shot is up and good by Jet Farwell. Farwell got it down. And he'll get the basket and have the and one coming his way. So Jet Farwell now with 6 points. Who's the foul on?
That foul was on junior John Cook. That is his first personal foul and HTRS's first team foul.
So at the free throw line, Jet Farwell for the and one. The free throw is up and it's off the back of the iron, but Anthony Kling puts it back to Farwell for a three. It's off no good, and there will be the buzzer. 18-11, our score after one quarter.
We'll be back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The girls' game in Fall City, the Sacred Heart Irish have defeated the Auburn Lady Bulldogs 43-36, the final in that girls' one. Things not going well, though, after one quarter in the boys' game for the Irish. Auburn on top 25-0 after one quarter. Back to live action here. There's Dunlap with a three from the top of the key that comes up just short off the front of the rim. Substitute checking in again for the Titans.
Coming to the game is sophomore Darius Bowling.
So it'll be Pawnee City's basketball. The Indians up by 7, opening seconds of play here in the second quarter. Indians into forecourt. Jet Farwell kicks it to the corner to Trey Kling. Right back to Farwell in traffic. Somehow he got a shot up, but couldn't get it down, and the rebound comes down to Brennan Vaughn. Outlet pass to Darius Bowling. Bowling played well in the JV game tonight. That boys game ended up going to overtime for HTRS to get the win. Left side, Brennan Vaughn. Now bounce pass in the paint to Glondar. Tried to go in for a driving layup. The ball is blocked away, knocked out of bounds by Pawnee City. But touch last by Glondar, so it'll belong to the Indians. 7-point lead for Pawnee City. Opening minute of play, second quarter here in Humboldt. As the Indians come into forecourt, on the near side, the pass comes across to Drew Menega. Menega beats it up to the top of the circle to Tegmeyer. Here comes Anthony Kling. You got to watch out for him. There's the give and go. And he missed the lay-in. A nice feed from Trey Kling to Anthony Kling, the brothers. Anthony couldn't finish on the layup. That's a rare miss on that deal when Anthony Kling's inside the paint. Let's see what the Titans can do offensively. Ball stolen away. Trey Kling with the steal. He wants to take it all the way in for the layup. I believe they're going to say an offensive foul. He shoved off on Kamian Detman. Detman got in front of him.
Yeah, that's Trey Kling's first personal foul and Pawnee City's second team foul.
All right. I believe that's his second for Trey Kling. Yeah, that's going to be his second foul. So he's got two now. 18-11, your score. Indians up by 7. Titans basketball trying to get some offense going here. They feed it underneath. Oh, they go underneath to Dunlap. Shot is up and good. Brogan Dunlap, a nice job feeding the ball back to Brogan on the baseline. And it goes into the basket. Here come the Indians. Farwell into Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer bounced past Trey Kling. Missed it. And the rebound to Glondar. And Glondar was between two offensive players playing defense on both of them and managed to get the rebound and get the ball back for the Titans. 5-point ball game now. Titans down 18-13. Into traffic is Vaughn. Vaughn backs it back out onto the left elbow. Top of the key, Glondar. Glondar flips it over to Dunlap. Dunlap at the free throw line. Top of the key goes back to Bowling with the ball. Bowling to the left wing. Beats it across to Kamian Detman. Detman with a 12-footer. Up and good. Kamian Detman put that one down.
5:39 left in the second quarter. Titans 15-18.
3-point ball game. Titans battling back into this. They trailed by as much as 7. Pawnee City's basketball. Menega in traffic. Kicks it to the corner. Long three in and out of there. And Glondar there with a defensive rebound again. Evan Glondar down court pass to Hunter Bowling. Bowling baseline driving. Laying up and got it. Hunter Bowling with a drive-in layup. Got it down. We're going to have a timeout.
We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
After trailing by 7 after one period, 18-11, HCRS has gone on a 6-0 run to start the second quarter. They've closed back to within 1 now. Our score stands 18-17 with 5:14 to go. And I'll tell you, just a moment ago here, Lillian said off air, this is going to be a good ball game. I agree with you. This is going to be close. All right. When play is resumed, it'll be Pawnee City's basketball. The Titans have battled back to within 1 now. Again, 25-0, Auburn leading Sacred Heart after one quarter in boys basketball. That's a little bit of a surprise. I expected Auburn to maybe win that one, but not that kind of domination. John Nixon has that over on KTNC. Here's a long three that's up and off, no good. That was put up and rebound taken away by Glaudar. Emmett Glaudar is going to take it all the way in, driving layup. Got it, and they're going to get him for an offensive foul. He was hanging in the air, and he'll be called for the foul. Not only does that take away the points, that could have easily gone the other way.
That's Emmett Glaudar's first personal foul and HTRS's first team foul.
I've got a fan sitting immediately on my right, was not happy with that call, and understandably so. Trey Kling at the top of the key. They go right back to Trey with it in traffic. Glaudar's there. Shot is up. Can't get it. Glaudar had it blocked away. Rebound Dunlap. Dunlap on the fast break. Wants to take it all the way in over Kling. Oh, he dumped it underneath. Was trying to feed it inside to Hunter Bowling. Bowling didn't see it coming, and the ball got away out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. HTRS had a chance there to take the lead, and they turned it over. Now Pawnee City clinging to a one-point advantage. Trey Kling in the corner on the left side of the basket. Feeds it to Anthony. Driving layup, and then now it's a blocking foul. Okay. The other end, we had had an offensive foul. This is going to be called on who? HTRS.
They called that foul on Brennan Vaughn. That is his first personal foul, and HTRS's second team foul.
So, at the free throw line will be Anthony Kling. Anthony will be shooting two shots here for the Indians. The first one is up and good. Anthony Kling now with 5 points in the ballgame for Pawnee City. A neighborhood shootout here between Pawnee City and Humboldt. We're proud to be here tonight and pleased to be able to bring it to you on Sunny. Second shot is up and off, doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to HTRS. Love it when the area schools and our neighboring schools get together and play good basketball. I've only got to drive 15 minutes to watch it. That's fun. Across court pass, across the court to Dunlap. He spins at the free throw line into Glaudar. Emmett Glaudar underneath the basket. Tried to go up with a shot. The ball got away out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Pawnee City. They had him double-teamed and triple-teamed in there.
Coming to the game is sophomore Darius Bowling.
He'll replace Kamian Detman. Detman will set out and take a break here. 19-17, two-point lead for the Indians. We're midway through the second quarter. Trey Kling to the top of the key. Tegmeyer for three. No rebound. Kling, no rebound. Brought down under the basket for HTRS by Brennan Vaughn. Vaughn gives it up to Darius Bowling, and Bowling will come down and set the offense. Hands to Dunlap. Dunlap between the rings on the dribble, left side. Darius Bowling looking underneath. Darius goes underneath the Glaudar. Oh, he couldn't get it. That was a great pass. He got it into Emmett Glaudar. The ball just would not go in the hole. That looked like a sure bet. There's a spin move by Farwell. He'll be called for traveling. So HTRS with another chance to try and tie it up as they come down the court. They did a great job of feeding the ball underneath to get it into the big man. They just could not finish with it. And another opportunity here to tie things up. 3:18 to go in the first half. HTRS basketball inside Glaudar. Glaudar backs in. Oh, he thought he had a man on the baseline underneath. Instead, put it to Farwell. Trey Kling driving layup, doesn't get it. Dunlap with the rebound. We've got a two-on-two fast break. Dunlap puts it across to the right side underneath the basket. Try for a shot up and off, no good. Rebound. Glaudar is there to get the rebound. Emma Glaudar with the offensive rebound and the putback, and we're tied at 19. 2:47 to go in the first half. All tied up, 19 apiece. Up off the bench, Cook getting ready to check in, I believe, here. Kling feeds it underneath. Anthony Kling driving, laying up and good. Boy, how many times do they work that one? Trey Kling gets the pass, gives it back to Anthony Kling coming through the lane. 21-19, once again, Pawnee City up by two. With the ball is Brennan Vaughn. Glaudar, top of the key, Dunlap. Underneath, Hunter Bowling. Bowling goes up with a shot. I believe he's going to be fouled. Take your pick. There were a couple of defenders down there.
That foul is going to be on number 23, Anthony Kling. That is his first personal foul and Pawnee City's second team foul.
Hunter Bowling at the line to shoot two shots. He's got 6 points so far tonight. Here shooting two. First shot is up and good. He got it.
Coming to the game is junior John Cook. He'll replace Brennan Vaughn.
Score.
Titans 20, Indians 21. If Hunter Bowling makes this last free throw, he might tie the game.
All right, bowling with a chance for the tie. Second shot, no, just short off the front of the rim. One-point contest with 2:16 to play. Farwell out to the near side. Here's a long three that's up and good. Hitting the three is Drew Meniga. Meniga's first bucket of the night. Well, they left him standing out here on the right elbow uncovered, and he made them pay. Now it's back to a four-point Pawnee City lead. HTRS with the basketball. Underneath the glide arm, ball knocked away, and it goes off of Emmett. It'll belong to Pawnee City. They're trying to get it underneath to their big man there, Emmett Gladar. He is their one of their leading scorers. He gets 12 points per ball game, 6'2 junior. Pawnee City defensing it pretty well under there. There's another three from the top of the key that's off. No, and a rebound follow shot. Farwell got it. Jet Farwell with the putback, and looks like we're going to have a timeout.
We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Lillian Bowen back with you at HTRS High School in Humboldt. 26-20, Pawnee City up by 6, 1:38 to play here in the first half. Again, the scoring update from the rack in Fall City. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Sacred Heart Irish Boys 25-0. After one quarter, John Nixon has the call for it on KTNC. We're back to live action here. HTRS with the basketball on the right wing, falling down there in front of Bowling. Darius Bowling gets the ball back, goes to the baseline, feeds it underneath to Hunter Bowling. Hunter couldn't finish. Another great look under the basket, and it just wouldn't drop for him. Back the other direction come the Indians with a six-point lead. HTRS caught up to him at one point. A long three is up and off, no good. Hunter Bowling has the rebound. Hunter Bowling down court to Dunlap with it. Brogan Dunlap at the top of the circle. Holds the ball at the top of the key. Comes to the left wing with it. Brayton Bowen in the lineup now. How do we miss that? Driving layup at the other end. Up and good. Put in by Tyler Tegmeyer. He's got eight. On the dribble. Here come the Titans into forecourt. Darius Bowling. On the right elbow, Brogan Dunlap with it. Whoa. Now a big collision in the paint, whistle, and a foul.
The foul was on. Who did they put the foul on?
Kling, I believe. Kling.
Oh, that's Trey's three. That's his third personal foul and Pawnee City's third team foul.
So it'll be HTRS's basketball. Brogan Dunlap will inbound it. Top of the key. Dunlap gets the ball right back. Picks up the dribble to the left side. Darius Bowling for three. Short off the rim. Hunter Bowling rebound. Hunter gives it off to Dunlap. His shot is up and off. No good. And the rebound comes down. A whistle. And a foul is going to be called on HTRS.
That foul is on junior John Cook. That's his second personal foul. And HTRS's third team foul.
23 seconds to play in the first half. It's an 8-point Pawnee City lead. Indians chance to come down and play for one if they want. On the baseline right side, top of the key. Here's a long three that's up and good. Hitting the three is Drew Meniga, his second three-pointer of the period. 9 seconds to go. Darius Bowling down court. Hunter Bowling lobs it underneath. Shot Vladar, got it, and a whistle and a foul. And he'll be at the line for the and one. And that was a pretty big basket here because they were starting to fall behind by double figures. There's still 3 seconds to go. Emmett Vladar at the line for the and one. He's not been to the line yet tonight. Emmett has 6 points in the ball game thus far. Here's his and one free throw. The shot is up and it's off. Rimmed in and out of there. The rebound to Pawnee City. Anthony Kling with a long shot hits the rafter. And at the half, the score, the Pawnee City Indians 31 and the HTRS Titans 22.
We'll take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a fun activity for your 4- to 6-year-old? Sign up for the Shadow Boogie Kids Camp at Heller Martial Arts. Starting February 3rd, This six-week camp teaches your child the basics of Taekwondo and defense against bullies. Campers get a t-shirt and a board break. Sign up today. Space in the Shattamugi Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts in Fall City. 402-380-3383.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Falls City.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for.
We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee.
Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it. Farm and City Supply is country pumping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the HTRS Gymnasium. We have a scoring update now from the game being played over on KTNC at the half. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Sacred Heart Irish Boys 35-5. Your halftime score, Auburn on top. That's in Falls City. Here it's 31-22, the Pawnee City Indians leading the HCRS Titans. And here to take a look at your first half scoring is Lillian Bowen.
Hi, Randy. The leading scorers for the Titans, we have right now senior Hunter Bowling leading the Titans with 7 points. Then we have junior Emmett Glaudar leading the Titans with 6. Then we have senior Brogan Dunlap with 4, senior Brennan Vaughn with 3, and Kamian Detman with 2. The Titans are 2 of 5 right now from the free throw line. Then we have for our Indians leading scorer, we have senior Jet Farwell and junior Tyler Tegmeyer tied with 8 for the Indians. Then we have Anthony Kling with 7, Drew Menninga with 6, and then we have Trey Kling with 2.
And again, the halftime score 31-22, Pawnee City on top. Right now, we're going to send it back to Chance Link at the Sunny Studios. Chance, we'll let you have it for a two-minute break and then go ahead and share the local weather forecast with our listeners. Then another 2 minutes, and then we'll take it back out here.
We'll take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing, to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values.
They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dent has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dent's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dent's Country Meats in Table Rock.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 11. Winds out of the south 10 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 36. Tomorrow, slight chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 14. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 24 Thursday with a few flurries possible at times. 35, a blend of clouds and sun Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute revealed CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to HTRS. I'm Lillian Bowen here with Brandy Gatula as we get ready to start the third quarter for the HTRS Titans versus the Pawnee City Indians. A reminder for our Pawnee City listeners, coming up this Friday night here on Sunny 101.3, the Sacred Heart Irish will be at Pawnee City. It's a girl-boy doubleheader starting around 6 p.m. John Nixon will have the call.
And that's a Sacred Heart team that's getting beat right now, 35-5 by Auburn at halftime. I would guess that the Irish are going to show up at Pawnee City Friday night in a very bad mood.
Yes.
So that might be interesting basketball. John Nixon will have the call for you, and that will be, as Lillian said, right here on Sunny 101.3. Well, we've got an interesting second half of basketball coming up. The Titans fell behind by as much as 7, battled their way back and tied it up, and then Pawnee City opened up a 9-point lead. The important thing was that Emma Glodar able to get that basket right at the end before the buzzer sounded, because it was a turning into a double-digit lead here to keep HTRS halfway close on this one. We mentioned the boys' game being played down at the RAC in the Row Activity Center in Falls City. In the girls' game, the final in that one ended up 43-36. Sacred Heart with the win in the girls over Auburn, 43-36. That was also heard over on KTNC. I want to remind you also that you can hear all of the games on our mobile app, MSC Radio. Put it right there on your phone. You're one click away from having a selection of stations. Pick out your favorite station, and you can have live coverage anywhere you have internet service. Ready now to move to third quarter action. Pawnee City will have the first possession of the basketball as we move into the third period. The Indians inbound it to Chet Farwell, up to Anthony Kling. Kling looks across to Drew Manica. They're running a weave at the top of the key. Here comes Anthony Kling. Left side, Tegmeyer. Back around to Farwell. Farwell works inside the paint. Free throw line jump shot. Farwell up and off. No good. Ball went out of bounds off of Pawnee City. And it'll be HTRS's basketball. HTRS with a chance to try and close up here a little bit. 7:38 to go, third quarter. Again, 31-22, Pawnee City on top. Here come the Titans. Oh, there's a foul away from the ball. It's going to be called on the Indians.
That foul is going to be on Trey Kling. That is his fourth personal foul and Pawnee City's first team foul.
That's going to have an effect on Pawnee City's efforts. Trey Kling, a big part of this ball team. He'll sit down. It looks like Dawson Wilkinson checks in. Dawson Wilkinson, a 5'11 junior. That's his first appearance in the ballgame tonight. Pawnee City back on defense. Titans trying to get something running here. We're looking at a man-to-man out of Pawnee City. They lob it underneath. There's Hunter Bowling off the glass, up and good. Hunter Bowling has 9 points in the ballgame now, and it's back to a 7-point contest, 31-24. Here come the Indians in the paint. Farwell kicks it out to the corner. Long three, right side off, no good. And a rebound to Emmett Glador on the defensive board. Glador outlet pass. Gets it to Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap comes down as the Titans try to chip away at this Pawnee City lead. Inside is Dunlap. Going to have a push foul underneath. Probably going to go against the Indians. Meninga, I think.
Yes, that foul was on Drew Meninga. That is his second personal foul and Pawnee City's second team foul.
All right, Titans will play it in under their own basket. They lob it into Dunlap, into the corner. Hunter Bowling in traffic. Fall away, 10-foot jumper in the paint. Can't get it. A battle for the rebound. Farwell comes out with it. Down court, they almost lost it. And they're running over and back here, not able to get it. All right, Coach Jamie Seiss up with a big smile on his face saying, come on, ref. To the left side, there's Anthony Kling. A little give and go, doesn't go. Dunlap with a rebound. Down court, Hunter Bowling. I'm not sure where Bowling was going with that, but he threw it right into the hands of Drew Meninga. Meninga goes off to Anthony Kling. Kling feeds it to the right side, jump shot up. No, Anthony Kling gets the rebound. He puts the follow shot up and good. Anthony Kling just kept working down there until he got it down. He's got nine. Gave Dawson Wilkinson an awesome look over there in the corner. Wilkinson couldn't follow with it. 33-24. The lead is back to nine. Ball almost got away here. It comes to underneath. There's Glador up and good. Nice pass. Feeding it in from Brennan Vaughn. Emmett Glador now has eight in the ballgame. And it's 33-26. The lead is seven for the Indians. Here comes Pawnee City. Farwell in traffic, in the paint. Puts it underneath, left side. Ball was loose. It's on the floor. Uh-oh. Anthony Kling comes up with it. Probably a foul here on the Titans.
Yes, they put that foul on 22, Hunter Bowling. That is his first personal foul and HTRS's first team foul.
Inbound pass goes to Farwell. He tries to go up with the shot. Glador was there towering over him. I think they're going to get Emmett. No, check that.
Foul was on number three, Kenyon Detman. That's his first personal foul and HTRS's second team foul.
At the free throw line, Jet Farwell shooting two. The first one is up and good. Farwell now with 9 points. This one would put him in double figures. 34-26. Indians up. Farwell ready for his second free throw. It's on the way up, and it is off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Emmett Glador. Emmett high in the air to go up and take that one away from two defenders. Outlet pass to Brogan Dunlap, who sets the offense to Hunter Bowling on the right side. Hunter Bowling dribbles behind the back, almost lost a handle on it. Now flips it out to Detman, up to Dunlap. Dunlap underneath Glador. Ball tipped away by Anthony Kling. Glador knocked to the floor. Ball is loose. Kling comes up with it. Now the loose basketball to the hands of Dawson Wilkinson. Wilkinson will give the ball off now to Drew Meninga to the left side. Anthony Kling with it. Anthony Kling, baseline left side, Wilkinson. No look there. Top of the circle, Meninga. Benega goes into the corner, into the basket. Spin move. Boy, that was close to walking. Benega with a floater from the right side doesn't get it. And the rebound comes down to Kamian Detman. Detman across the timeline has to pick up the dribble and hands the ball up to his teammate. They work to the left wing. With the ball is Brennan Bond. Nearly stolen away. Dunlap chases it down, flips it back into Kamian Detman. Now it goes to Dunlap. On the left elbow, a cross-court pass, Brennan Bond holds it above his head. Hunter Bowling, top of the key. There was Glodar for a minute on the baseline. They lob it into him. Emmett Glodar, spin move under the basket, goes up with a shot. Ball stripped away. Now a fall-away jump shot. Free throw lined up and good. Emmett Glodar got it down. Glodar now in double figures, has 10 points in the ball game for the Titans. At the other end, here come the Indians on the attack. A cross-court pass. Watch out, Anthony Kling hangs into the air, puts it to the top of the key for a long three that's up and off, no good. Rebound, try for a putback, doesn't go, but a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the Titans.
That foul is going to be on senior Brogan Dunlap. That is his first personal foul, and HTRS's third team foul.
At the free throw line will be Tyler Tegmeyer shooting two shots. He has 8 points so far tonight on all of those from the field. First one is short, hits the front of the rim and comes right back to him. He'll get another shot.
Coming into the game for the Titans for Kamian Detman is sophomore Darius Bowling.
At the line, Tyler Tegmeyer ready for his second shot. And it's off also, and Hunter Bowling comes down with the rebound. 6-point lead, a chance to cut into it for HTRS. Pawnee City leads it 34-28. 3:39 to go here in the third quarter. Brogan Dunlap on the dribble. Dunlap across to Glodar. He's out between the rings at the top of the key. Not sure that's where you want your big man handling the ball. Underneath he goes on. Great pass. They put it across to Brennan Bond. He just couldn't finish. And the rebound to Dawson Wilkinson. Wilkinson gets the outlet pass down court. Tegmeyer, left side, in traffic, Menega up to Farwell. Right side, Wilkinson, fall away shot, blocked nicely by Glodar. Glodar with the block and the steal. He's got the basketball, feeds it down court. Darius Bowling in the corner. Bowling needs help. Top of the key, Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap goes across to Brennan Vaughn with it. Underneath, Glodar moves to the basket, shot up and good. Emmett Glodar got the steal on the other end from the block shot, and now the basket on this end. He's got 12, and they've pulled the Titans back to within four at 34-30. Here comes Pawnee City. Great pass to Tegmeyer, shot up and off, no good, and the rebound comes down to Dunlap.
2:36 left in the third quarter. The Titans are down 30-34.
Dunlap kicks it up to the Brennan Bond on the left wing. Now Dunlap between the rings, top of the key, on the right elbow. Darius Bowling feeds underneath. Glodar! Oh, he got blocked. It'll be a whistle and a foul. We're going to put Emmett Glodar at the line. He'll be shooting two shots.
That foul is going to be on number 23, Anthony Kling. That is his second personal foul and Pawnee City's third team foul.
Glodar's come alive offensively here in this third quarter. He's got 6 points in this quarter alone, has 12 for the ball game. Here he's shooting two shots. Glodar's free throw is up and good. He got it. That's 13 on the evening right now for Emmett Glodar. He leads all scorers in the ball game, and that pulls the Titans back to within three, 34-31. Glodar, second free throw is up. It's good also. Got them both. He's got 14.
We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSB Sports Radio Network.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to HTRS. I'm Lillian Bowen here with Randy Gatula. The Titans are down right now 32-34, and there's 2 minutes and 23 seconds left in the third quarter.
Been kind of an up-and-down ball game here, Lillian. The Titans fall behind by as much as the 11 at one point there late in the second quarter, and now they're once again have battled back with the two. Earlier in the first half, they were down by 7, came back and tied the game, then went down by 11, but they can never quite get over the hump to take the lead here. Bonnie City lets them get close, and then the Indians pull away again. So right now it's an HTRS run here. HTRS has outscored 10-3 in this third quarter, has outscored Pawnee City. Thus, it's a two-point ball game, 34-32. Dunlap with a steal, tipped it back in, but he puts it right back into Farwell. Here comes Farwell at the top of the key. This is Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling works to the right side of the lane. He likes to drive that paint. Top of the key, they beat it back up now once again to Menega. Look underneath, ball is tipped away. And now the Titans with a chance to tie or take the lead with 2:02 to go in the third quarter. I expected a good ball game like this. Pawnee City's a very good basketball team coming in here and playing the Titans on their home court. On the right side, Hunter Bowling into Glidar. Shot is up, got it. Emmett Glidar is having some kind of a quarter. He's got 10 points here in the third quarter now, 16 in the ballgame, and we're tied at 34 apiece. Now Pawnee City needs a basket. Anthony Kling, they've let him tie it up. Kling with the ball, takes it all the way in for a layup, doesn't get it. It's blocked out of bounds by Glidar on the defense. Emmett Glidar kind of came alive here in this third quarter. It'll be Pawnee City's ball. As we said, Indians need a bucket now as they've allowed the Titans to tie it up. Oh, nice pass into Anthony Kling. Kling lays it in. Anthony Kling now with 11 points. So Pawnee City able to answer. 36-34. Indians back up by two. Minute 20 to play in the third quarter. Exciting basketball on a cold night here in Humboldt. There's a pass that goes into Hunter Bowling. Bowling working against Farwell. Feeds it in to the corner. Here's Glidar from the corner with a jumper that's off the iron. Ball tipped out. Hunter Bowling in traffic out to Dunlap. Dunlap top of the key. They got a new shot clock. To the left corner it goes. Off to Brennan Vaughn. Inside, Glidar couldn't get it, but he's fouled. And we'll put Emmett Glidar back to the line. He'll be shooting two shots for the Titans. Tegmeyer?
Yes, the foul is on 13, Tyler Tegmeyer. That is his first personal foul in Pawnee City's fourth team foul.
Emmett Glidar, first of two, is up. This one rims off. Glidar has hit two out of four from the free throw line tonight. He has 16 points in the ballgame. Can get the Titans back within one if he can hit the second of two. Emmett Glidar takes aim. Free throw is up. This one is good. Put it down. He's got 17 now. We've got a sub in for the Titans.
Coming to the Titans is junior John Cook for Emmett Glidar.
Glidar will take a breather here. Catch his breath. He's had quite a quarter. 52 seconds to go in the quarter. It's a one-point Pawnee City lead. This one might come right down to the buzzer. Anthony Kling with the ball in the corner. Hunter Bowling is there defending. Anthony Kling kicks it back behind him. Here's a long three from the corner right side that's off. No good. Dunlap with the rebound. And now a chance for HTRS to possibly take the lead here. Pawnee City drops back in their man-to-man defense. Dunlap at the top of the ball. Dunlap at the top of the key left side to Hunter Bowling. Hunter Bowling faked the hand there to Darius Bowling and comes to the near side with it to Brennan Vaughn. 19 seconds to go in the quarter. Brennan Vaughn feeds to Hunter Bowling. Their defense, man-to-man defense, pushing him clear out near the midcourt line. It's a one-point ball game. Across it goes into the corner left side. Oh, there's a big foul. I hope everybody's okay down there. Player went up in the air and collided with the shooter. They help each other up, and I'm glad to see that. That's scary when you see them flying that close to the benches. A round of applause as the players help each other to their feet. Bottom line is the foul is going to be called on Pawnee City.
That foul was on Drew Menninga. That is his third personal foul and the Pawnee City Indians' 15th foul.
So at the free throw line are the HTRS Titans shooting two shots. Who we got up there? Vaughn, okay. Brendan Vaughn hits that one. He's now got four in the ball game, and we're tied at 36 all with just 4.7 seconds to go. Well, it's going to be a dandy fourth quarter. Don't go away. Be with us for that one. Second shot is up and good. I think that may be the first lead of the ball game for HTRS as Vaughn hits them both. Down comes Jet Farwell with a shot at the buzzer. It's off. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter.
We'll be back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action with the basketball. Jump shot, baseline, right side. Dunlap can't get it. HCRS with the first possession of the quarter. Here's Hunter Bowling in traffic. He's in trouble. Kicks it out to the left side. Open look, two. Up and off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Pawnee City. Indians trying to retake the lead. Down court pass stolen by Hunter Bowling. Bowling across the timeline. Pushes it down to set the offense. Off to the left elbow. Kamian Detman with the ball to the top of the key. Brogan Dunlap. Now they find Kamian Detman again. Wanting to get the ball into Glidar. He had the hot hand in that third quarter. They tip the ball away. Here's a steal. Jet Farwell, fast break. Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling had the shot blocked, and that was a good defensive effort. That was going to be a sure two. Probably a good place for Dunlap to spend one.
Yes, that was Brogan Dunlap's second personal foul and HTRS's first team foul.
Anthony Kling at the line. He has 9 points so far tonight, well below his average of 21 on the season. Anthony Kling shooting two. The first one is up and off. No good. This is high school basketball at its finest here. A couple of neighborhood teams on a cold January night. A reasonable crowd on hand for as cold as it is. A lot of people turned out for this one. Second shot is up. It's off also. The ball gets tipped into the HTRS cheerleaders. She could have had that one. She was open. All right. It'll be HTRS's basketball. Into forecourt comes Brogan Dunlap. Titans up by one now and having the ball. At the top of the key, a long three is up and good. Kamian Detman, his first three of the night. He's got five. And suddenly, it's a four-point HTRS lead. Now Pawnee City needs to have points this trip. There comes Farwell underneath. Farwell's in traffic. Had the ball stripped away. Trey Kling with a shot up. It's off, no good. And the rebound to Dunlap. Down court in a hurry it comes. Vaughn. Vaughn decides to dribble it back up and send it at the top of the key. Coach Jamie Stice up shouting instructions from the bench here. With the basketball is Brogan Dunlap. Titans up by four, 40-36 here at home after trailing throughout the entire ball game to the Pawnee City Indians. Inside Glidar in traffic, shot is up, couldn't get it. And the rebound brought down, now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Titans.
That foul was on number two, Brennan Vaughn. That is his second personal foul and HTRS's second team foul.
6:23 to go in the ballgame. 40-36, Titans by four, but here come the Indians. Anthony Kling, left side, tries to feed it back up top, stolen away. Nice steal by Vaughn. Brennan Vaughn got the basketball back for the Titans. Comes to the near side, gives up to Dunlap. Dunlap casually dribbles between the rings at the top of the free throw circle, then goes out to the left wing with it to Kamian Detman with the pass. Now Glidar holds it at the top of the circle, tries to go around Anthony Kling, puts it to the left wing, fall away, jump shot underneath, up and good by Kamian Detman. He hit a three just a minute ago, and now Kamian's got seven, and the lead is six. Obviously the biggest lead of the game for HTRS. Here's a turnaround shot. Farwell doesn't go. Rebound. Dunlap. Dunlap in traffic. Had it taken away. Ball is loose. Indians get it back. Dunlap turned it over. Probably should have slowed things down there a bit. And they give it back to the Indians. Pawnee City trailing by six. They need a basket. Fall away shot. Anthony Kling. There it is. Well, when you're down by six, Kling's probably the guy you want to give the ball to. Anthony Kling with a nice smooth jumper from the left side of the lane makes it a four-point ball game. Here come the Indians battling back. Ace TRS in the corner. Vaughn with the basketball. Brendan Vaughn up to the top of the key. Nearly stolen away, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Indians.
That foul was on Jet Farwell. That is his first personal foul and Pawnee City's first team foul.
Randy Gatula, Lillian Bowen with you tonight, live from HGRS High School in Humboldt. You're in tune with Sunny, 101.3 KLZA-FM, Fall City and Humboldt. With the basketball for the Titans, top of the key. Here's a long three on the way. This one rimmed off, didn't go. Damian Detman was feeling the hot hand there. He hit a couple. That one wouldn't drop for him. Here come the Indians. There's Anthony Kling. Ball away shot. Nope, couldn't get her. Quite a battle underneath. Big collision. Players on the floor. Whistle, and the foul's going to go on the Titans. No, on the Indians.
Yes, that foul's on 23, Anthony Kling. That is his third personal foul and the Pawnee City Indians' second team foul.
So HTRS gets the ball back with a four-point lead, 42-38. We're down to 4:39 to go in the ball game. Don't go away. This is going to come right down to the wire. Hunter Bowling just has the ball tipped away by Trey Kling. Down to Jet Farwell. Farwell in forecourt. Spin move. Can't get a look. Comes to Tegmeyer. Top of the circle. Meniga. Meniga in traffic. Back to Tegmeyer in the paint. Kicks it out. Anthony Kling. Long three off the rim. No rebound. Tip in. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Tyler Tegmeyer. Tyler Tegmeyer in double figures. He's got 10. The aforementioned Trent Tegmeyer that played for him last week didn't score that much. Again, my apologies to Tyler for that. We had Trent written on our score sheets, and that's what we called him all night. But tonight it's Tyler Tegmeyer in double figures with 10. Here come the Titans now. Up by two. They lead at 42-40. HTRS on the dribble. Vaughn. Oh, he was going to go to the left corner trying to get it down to Kamian Detman. Detman broke for the bucket just as he released the pass, and it goes out of bounds.
3:46 left in the fourth quarter. The Titans are down 42-40.
With the basketball across the timeline, Pawnee City had it tipped away. Anthony Kling comes up with it. Kling works to the right corner, driving lay-in up and good. That's what you expect when Anthony Kling gets his hands on the basketball. He's got 15 now, and that ties it up at 42-all.
We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 40/20 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Sunny 101.3. As we said, it's a cold January night. Temperature up to 16 degrees now. We're moving the needle the right way, fortunately, but can't blame you if you didn't want to get out of the house tonight. All cuddled up close to the fire, listening to the ball game. Glad to have you with us. We're here in Humboldt tonight. 3:19 to go. HTRS with the ball. We're all tied at 42. Vaughn on the left elbow, dribbles to the baseline, down deep in the corner, left side of the basket. Can't get anywhere. Tegmeyer took it away. In traffic, top of the key, comes up to Glaudar. Glaudar hands off to Brogan Dunlap. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Across court, it comes to Glaudar. I'm not sure they're aware. Yes, they are. Dunlap moves to the left side, puts up a shot to beat the shot clock, and got it. He hit the three. Brogan Dunlap was trying to beat the shot clock from the corner and got it down. It's a three-point HTRS lead. Here comes Pawnee City. Ball taken away. Dunlap with the steal. They turned it over on the baseline. HTRS. Keep in mind, the Titans trailed throughout the entire ballgame until here late in the fourth quarter. There's nearly a steal. And Anthony Kling goes to the floor. He and Glaudar were out there. They're going to get Emmett Glaudar for... That's one of those innocent bystander fouls that you
yes,
get.
Yes, that's Emmett Glaudar's second personal foul and HTRS's third team foul.
Not a shooting foul, so we're not anywhere near that yet. There's Anthony Kling, jump shot in and out of there, but it tips back to him, and then chasing it down is Trey Kling. It comes back to Anthony Kling once again. Anthony in traffic, feeds it to Trey Kling. Trey off the glass, up and good. Anthony feeds Trey that time. They kind of reverse rules on that one, and it's a one-point ball game at the two-minute mark to go in the ball game. One-point difference. HTRS on top. With the ball, handling it is Kamian Detman out to the left side, Dunlap. Dunlap to the right wing to Vaughn. Vaughn looking in for Glador. Glador and Anthony Kling are having quite a battle down here on the baseline. Dribbling the key at the top of the key is Kamian Detman. Shot clock at 10. Detman goes to Dunlap. Dunlap, 12-foot jumper, got it. Roger Dunlap. His second bucket in a row puts HTRS back up by three, 47-44. Farwell with a driving layup. He got it, and he'll have the and one. Farwell, Jet Farwell, laid it in, drew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one and a chance to tie it. Foul's on.
They're going to put that foul on number two, Brennan Vaughn.
All right. 47-46, Titans by one. Jet Farwell can tie it with his free throw. Missed the free throw. Glador has the rebound. Farwell had a chance for a game-tying charity stripe shot. And now the Titans come down court with a slim one-point lead. What a ball game tonight. Regardless who you're cheering for, Pawnee, there's a steal. Pawnee City and HTRS, both sets of fans have to be thrilled with this one. This has been fun to watch. Ball was tipped out of bounds by Anthony Kling. It'll stay with HTRS. 23 seconds on the shot clock. Darius Bowling inbounds it. Bowling inbounds the pass to Hunter Bowling. Hunter behind the back, dribble in the paint, fall away shot, up and off, no good. The ball tipped out, the rebound comes to Pawnee City. Drew Menninger gets it to Anthony Kling, driving layup, couldn't get it. Rebound, Dunlap. 1 minute to play in the ballgame. Hunter Bowling into forecourt. HTRS up by one. It's coming down to a buzzer beater here. At the top of the circle, Rogan Dunlap with the basketball. 54 seconds to go in the contest. 47-46. The Titans up by one. Now Hunter Bowling gets the pass. Comes to the right side of the lane. Goes into the corner, right side of the bucket. Gives it up top down to Brennan Vaughn. Vaughn trying to dribble away from Tegmeyer at the free throw line. Feeds it underneath. Rogan Dunlap, reverse layup. Got it, and he's fouled. Rogan Dunlap laid it in, drew the foul, and he'll have the and one coming his way.
They're going to put that foul on number 10, Drew Menninger. That is his fourth personal foul and the Pawnee City Indians' third team foul.
Rogan Dunlap has been the difference maker here in the last 2 or 3 minutes. The three from the corner, the jump shot in the paint, got this one to fall. Now he's at the line for the and one. Takes aim. The shot is up. It's off, no good, and that keeps it a one-possession ball game at 49-46. 34 seconds to go. They'll turn off the shot clock. It's going to come down to a final shot. Here come the Indians. Pawnee City needs a three for a tie here. They work into the top of the key. Anthony Kling puts up a two. It's off, no good. Rebound brought down by the Titans. No, they're going to say a jump ball. Possession arrow stays with Pawnee City. They call it a jump underneath. And now we're going to get a timeout call.
We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
Sunny
101.3. I'm Lillian Bowen here with Randy Gatula. With 23.7 seconds left in the fourth quarter of the HTRS Titan boys game versus the Pawnee City Indians.
Well, let me all say this. If the folks at home listening are having as much fun there as we're having here sharing the game with you, we're all having a pretty good time.
Yes, we are.
This is great basketball. 49-46. Let's see what the Indians can do here. They need a three to try and get a tie. Hunter Bowling checks back into the lineup now. Pawnee City's ball, they'll play it in on the baseline under their own basket. Menninger, Anthony Kling for three. It's up, it's over the top of the backboard, out of bounds. It'll be HTRS's basketball. That three would have tied it up. ACRS is up by three.
We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
Sunny 101.3.
Hey folks, welcome back to HKRS. It's Randy Gatula and Lillian Bowen here with you again with 20.3 seconds left in the fourth quarter of HKRS versus Pawnee City.
And we can't finish this up without mentioning our good friend Chance Link tonight. Chance is working as our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. That can be a cold, lonely job setting their net. Control room all by yourself, but hopefully you're enjoying a good basketball game, Chance. Here we go. 20 seconds ago, HTRS up by three. They have the basketball. Big collision. They inbound the pass to Hunter Bowling, and he collides with Anthony Kling. They bumped heads there. Kling is kind of rubbing his eye a little bit. Not a shooting foul. And it'll be HTRS's ball. Clock down to 18 seconds now. Pawnee City desperately needs a steal here and a three to try and tie it. Inbound the ball. Nearly stolen in the corner. Will they foul? There's 14 fouls. Down court on the dribble underneath. Quadar. They get it inside to Dunlap. He goes up with a shot and will be fouled. They were trying to throw it to Emmett Vladar, who was all alone down here, and the ball hit the backboard instead. Who's the foul on?
They're going to put that foul on number 24, Trey Kling. That's going to be his fifth personal foul and Pawnee City's fifth team foul.
So Kling fouls out of the ballgame. Jordan Wernemont comes in. Wernemont, a freshman, checks in. At the free throw line, huge free throws for Brogan Dunlap. The first one is up and off, no good. If he can make either one of these, he can make it a two-possession ball game with 9.7 seconds. We're going to have a full timeout taken.
We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thinking about your health? Have you put on a few extra pounds or felt a bit tired? It's a new year and a short drive to Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska. Start the year off right with a wellness check at Family Medicine Clinic. Our trusted and compassionate providers will work with you in all aspects of your health. An annual checkup and preventative services could make the difference. Call Family Medicine at 402-245-4475 for a wellness check. Here's to a happy and healthy year.
Sunny 101.3.
Hey everybody, Lillian Bowen here with Randy Gatula at Humboldt Table Rock Senior. A reminder for our Pawnee City listeners. Coming up this Friday night here on Sunny 101.3, the Sicker Hurt Irish will be at Pawnee City. It's a girl-boy doubleheader starting around 6, and John Nixon will have that call.
And again, that's right here on Sunny 101.3. We hope you'll join us. All right, here's a big, big free throw for Brogan Dunlap. He could give him a two-possession lead. Shot is on the way up, and it is off. No good. Ball is short. Oh, whistle and a foul. Which way is this one going to go? This could be a game-changer right here.
They put that foul on 23, Anthony Kling. That is Anthony's fifth personal foul and the Pawnee City Indians' fifth team foul.
Boy, there's a tough break for Pawnee City. That's going to put Dunlap back to the line now with 8.5 seconds. He just missed two in a row. And Anthony Kling has just fouled out of the ballgame. That is his fifth personal. 8.5 seconds to go. Brogan Dunlap at the line. He's 0 for 4 in this quarter. Shot is up. He got it. And now HTRS has a two-possession, four-point lead with 8.5 seconds to go. Another big one coming here for Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap, 6'3 senior, averages 12 points a game. Second one is up and off, no good. But the rebound comes down to the Titans. Hunter Bowling dribbling around like a madman out here. He was dribbling down that side like his hair was on fire. And we've got a whistle and a foul on Pawnee City. Wilkinson, I believe.
Yes, that foul was on 14, Dawson Wilkinson. That is his first personal foul.
Well, the clock is down to 4 seconds. It's a four-point HTRS lead. And at the free throw line, the shot is up and off. No good for Hunter Bowling. He'll have another shot. But keep in mind, again, it's a four-point lead. So even a three down here with 4 seconds to go won't be enough for Pawnee City. Hunter Bowling ready for his second shot. Nobody on the free throw lanes. It's up and off. No good. Rebound Pawnee City. Down quickly it comes. Menega, long three. Does not get it. And there is the ball game. The HTRS Titans have come from behind to defeat the Pawnee City Indians tonight. 50-46, your final score, HTRS with the win. Don't you dare go away. We want you to stay with us. We'll be back after a two-minute break and have a post-game wrap-up, give you an individual rundown of the individual scoring, and we'll let you know how all your favorite players did.
We'll take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
What? Once again, we welcome you back inside HTRS High School. Our final tonight, the HTRS Titans came from behind and got the win over Pawnee City, 50-46. And now here to share all the numbers with you is Lillian Bowen.
Tonight, we'll start with the Titans for the leading scorers. The highest leading scorer for the Titans was junior Emmett Glaudar with 17 points. Then we had senior Brogan Dunlap with 12. Senior Hunter Bowling with 9. Sophomore Kamian Detman with 7. And senior Brennan Vaughn with 5. The Titans were 8 and 19 from the free throw line. Then we have for our Pawnee City Indians. Our leading scorer for the Indians was senior Anthony Kling with 15. Then we had senior Jet Farwell with 11. Tyler Tegmeyer with 10, Drew Meningo with 6, and then we had Trey Kling with 4. The Indians were 2 and 10 from the free throw line. Final score, HTRS 1 versus the Indians, 50-46. The final score for the girls' game tonight was 69-21. The HTRS Titans took the lead. The scoring for the varsity girls, Lillian Bowen had 21. Ellie Bestandig had 15, Maddie Bredemeyer had 9, Kennedy McLarnon had 7, and Laramie Glaudar had 6.
The Titans were 9-10 from the free throw line tonight. Then for the Pawnee City Indians, our highest scorer was Kinsley Benson with 9. Then we had Kara Pierce and Emily Scatula tied with 4. And then Maddie Osborne with 3. The Indians were 5-7 from the free throw line. A reminder for our Pawnee City listeners, coming up this Friday night here on Sunny 101.3, the Sacred Heart Irish will be at Pawnee City. It's a girl-boy doubleheader starting around 6 p.m. John Nixon will have the call.
All right. Well, Lillian, that's a well-done job on the postgame show. As always, a real pleasure to have you on the air with us tonight. Know that you always have an invitation. Anytime you show up, just come by and join us anytime you'd like. We'd love to have you on.
Aw, thank you, Randy.
All right. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball. For Lillian Bowen here courtside with me, and for Chance Link, our producer-engineer, we leave you with the final score tonight in the boys' contest. It was the HRS Titans 50 and the Pawnee City Indians 46. Stay warm, everybody. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results,